Blog Talk Radio.
Arms.
Shalom, shalom, Israel, hallelujah, all praise to the Most High, Yah, glory to the King. Thanks, let me know if you can hear me, let me know how the sound is coming through in your area, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah. Got a couple tens, few tens, bless you, Brother Ugly, Sister Brittany, our family for Jesus, thank you, appreciate you all, hallelujah, glory to the King. This is Elder Donnie, hallelujah, I'm here on this edition of the Brother Segment, hallelujah, where we contend for the faith, brought to you by way of Straightway Truth on Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah. Thank you all. I really appreciate that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the King. Yah is good, huh? Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform your statutes always, even unto the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Yah. Uphold me according unto your word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto your statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from your statutes, from their deceit. For their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love your testimonies. My flesh trembleth for the fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, bless y'all, saints. Hallelujah. This is Elder Donnie, as I said again. And just want to greet each and every last one of y'all. Hallelujah. In the mighty, precious, overcoming name of our soon-coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. So grateful and so thankful to be here this day. Hallelujah. Yah saw fit to allow us all who are here to see another day. And I'm so grateful, just as you all should be. Shabbat. It was beautiful. Getting a lot of response, a lot of feedback about yesterday's message. It was even encouraging unto myself. A lot of saints are expressing how encouraged they were and how edifying it was to them. Hallelujah. And that's all praise to Yah. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful to be a vessel, willing vessel. And it just teaches me and show me how important this work is, even more so, and how to keep myself in a state of readiness and keep myself clean and ready and willing and meet for the master's use. Glory, hallelujah. So I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for each and every last one of you all. A lot of deliverance took place on yesterday. A lot of people were set free. I had countless people tell me how the word, and yes, that was from Psalms 119 that I read just a few minutes ago. Just wanted y'all to hear that. And I'd be so worried about going to try to find those scriptures. But, yeah, Psalms 119, starting at verse 111. But hallelujah. But, yeah, thanks for being delivered, getting set free, expressing how encouraged they were. And it's just a beautiful thing. And the thing about it is Yah knows exactly what we all need. He knows exactly what we need. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me know how I'm coming in, saints, if y'all can hear me at all. Glory to the King. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Let me know how this, if y'all can hear me or not. Mic check, 1, 2. Still zero. All right, there we are. All right, cool, cool. Yeah, I don't know what happened, but it just showed that there was a problem. Now, that time, it showed me that I was disconnected. It showed me that there was a problem. And that I was disconnected. Hallelujah. But thank you all for being in the chat and staying on top of things and allowing me to, and helping me with this broadcast. Glory to the King. But I'll continue here, and I pray that we don't have any more distractions. Hallelujah. But, yeah, just as I was saying, the saints were just expressing, you know, how edifying the word was. And like I was saying, that it really shows how important this work is, how the importance of being a servant and keeping myself ready and willing, clean, as I said, and meet for the master's use. Glory to the King. But it's truly a good work. Something I wanted to say, man. I had a hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But nonetheless, Yah is good. He's faithful. It's like he knows exactly what we need. That's what I was going to say. And one of the things that was reoccurring that I kept hearing is that quite a few people, and I'm not even exaggerating, it was quite a few, and they were all telling me that the things that I was talking about at some point or another throughout the course of the last few days has been put up on their hearts, or it's been some things that saints have been dealing with. Some people said specifically, like, to the T, that's the same thoughts I was having, the same verses, and it was just it was encouraging to hear that. Yah knows exactly what we need. He's faithful, he's just, and he's our provider. So, and I'm grateful for it. But I'm encouraged, and I'm going to continue to be encouraged and continue to encourage you all as well. And we need to be there to encourage one another. One of the things I'm gonna talk about real quick. It was brought to my attention on yesterday that I said something, and I was reading it. It wasn't correct. It was a sentence that wasn't supposed to be there, and it was supposed to be omitted, but I overlooked it, and it still ended up in the message, and I ended up reading it. So one of the things I want to tell you is that there's no way that I'm trying to deceive in any way. I made a mistake, and those things happen. I remember the shepherd told me years ago, he said, listen, don't worry about making a mistake. You know what I mean? Because if you make a mistake, you can easily correct it. So don't worry about that. And I was having a talk with another leader in Israel, and he was just saying how he himself would deal with that too early on. And it was so bad, so he couldn't even get through the message. And I remember that in the beginning as well, like really worried about that. I want to say the right things. I don't want to say anything wrong. But then once Shepherd told me that and comforted me and let me know, hey, it's okay. You know, you can get it right. No worries. It was cool. It was, you know, I was glad to hear that. But saying all of that, like I said, it was a mistake. And I'll read it here to you in just a second. But one of the things that I find ironic, and here's the thing, I didn't hear it directly from that particular person per se, but someone else spoke on their behalf and was, you know, like really eager for me to get in contact with that particular person. And I'm thinking here, as I meditated on it, I'm like, well, why didn't he contact me if it was an issue? And I'm only going off of what I heard, you know what I mean, like the person, what they told me, because it was like urgent. The thing that gets me is that this word go forth and it can help so many people, and so many people can express how, you know, it was beneficial for them. How is it that someone can pick something so small out and make a big deal out of it? We got to really wonder. But I'll read it real quick here. It says, I was reading about Leviathan, right, and I was at the end of it, and this particular paragraph here, and it's the first sentence of it, it says, this is the part it shouldn't have been. It says, the context suggests some forms of aquatic monster which dwells in the sea. That wasn't supposed to be there. That's the part right there. But then I go on, it goes on to say, in the scriptures, the sea represents nations of people. The sea is the voice of many waters or many peoples, as mentioned in the book of Revelation. And that is mentioned in the book of Revelation about the voice. And I'll go there right quick while we're here. It just gives me an opportunity just to clarify things. Let's see. All right, so this is Revelation chapter 19. I'm going to start at verse 1. And it says, and after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto Yahweh our Elohim. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants as her hand. And again they said, Alleluia. And her smoke rose up from forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped Yah that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our Yah, all you his servants, and you that fear him, both small and great. And then again it says, And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude. So they're hearing a voice come out of heaven, and it's a great multitude, like a great multitude of people. And as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh Elohim, omnipotent, reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made her ready. Hallelujah. So we look at that, and I mean, just think about it. It's talking about the marriage supper of the Lamb, hallelujah, and how these voices were joined together in giving praise unto Yah. From that passage, it could be taken that I was saying that Leviathan is mentioned in Revelation, and that's not the key, all right? That is not what's going on. And so I guess that's what the person was allegedly, all right, was trying to pick out and say that that's what I was saying, but that's not what I was saying, all right? Like I mentioned to y'all, it shouldn't have even been there. I shouldn't have even had it in there to read in the first place, but I messed up, made a mistake. Hallelujah. All right, look past that. And these type of things, like, this goes on all the time, and especially over the course of the years, it's been this way. And I remember Elder Rufus always picks it out and be like, man, you know, people, they pick out some of the things that shouldn't even be, like, that's not even the focal point here. You know what I mean? Yah knows our heart, right, and knows the intent of it all. And he knows whether or not trying to deceive or whatever the case is, right? We throw all of these things, they're kind of like, what do you call it, man? Like interruptions and distractions, you know? But I did mention something in the beginning. I don't know if the person, you know, like I said, I hadn't spoke to them. They hadn't said anything, but it was spoken on their behalf, right? And they had to have been listening to be able to even catch that, because I don't even think too many people even did. Hallelujah. But it just shows, man, where people's minds are at in the grand scheme of things. Something like that could have really threw you off, and you could have missed the entire thing, whereas you could have been helped, but you missed it because you're focusing on the wrong thing. You know what I mean? So we need to get our minds right. You know, people focus on things on the external, you know what I mean? And when it comes to cleansing, purging, and when it comes down to the heart, the matters of the heart, people tend to run from those things. The Bible clearly tells us, right? It says that flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of Yah. You know, they got some people among us that still hung up on genealogy. They still hung up on the fact that, oh, Israel were a dark-skinned people. They were a black people. You know, so what? So, you know, what real relevance? For the sake of telling the truth, yes, it's important, right? But as it pertaining to your salvation, your soul, right? What real relevance? I mean, what is it? How is that going to get you anywhere? Just the fact that you can hold your chest up, for what? That's nothing to be proud of. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, the word tells us it's not even going to inherit the kingdom. I mean, I'm more concerned about your soul. I'm more concerned about your heart. The Bible clearly tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's what we need to be worried about, the matters of the heart, the inner man, right? Truth in the inward parts. What if I walk up to you, whomever, and if I say something like, you know, hey, have you received the baptism since you believe? Wouldn't that be valid? Don't we have, you know, in our history, that question was asked? That's not uncommon, right? People sit among us not full of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit don't act that way. It don't behave itself unseemly, right? We got to really focus on things that really matter. Are you sealed? That's more important than a typo, than a mistake somebody made. You know, they want to point it out. Oh, look, I got them. I caught them in something. I got them. We missed the whole. We missed the grand. We could have missed our day of visitation, right? Being influenced by the house of time, letting our mind wander. You know what I'm saying? Being puffed up in the spirit of our own mind. Oh, because we know so much. But we forever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Some of you clean the outside of the cup or the platter, but inward, oh my goodness, that's what we need to be focused on. I remember when I came to this ministry. I remember, man, I was just into it. I remember the teachings on history. I got notebooks and notes and pages and all of this stuff full of notes. I was just loving it. I was so proud, and I loved who I was as an Israelite. You know what I mean? Like, I finally know who I am. Hallelujah. But more importantly, I'm chosen of Yah. I can't put too much stock in flesh. And some of y'all, man, y'all too old to be acting the way you act, man. Get yourself right. Get your heart right. And actually, that goes right back to that whole thing. You know what I mean? Like, you may not be saying the exact things like, oh, I pray, you know, three times a week. I fast three times in a week, and I pray, I read my word. You may not be saying that exactly. But you do it in other ways, showing how arrogant and how exalted you are. Miss the whole point. Miss the whole message. And here we go. Got to come back today and go over it again because you missed it. And I know it wasn't a lie, but why it even had to be brought up? And the way my attention was grabbed, hey, this brother needs some help. Like he really needs some help. Like he saw this. He said this. He want to find this out. He want to study this. Are you going to get back with him today? And I'm sitting there thinking today, I'm like, well, why does this brother know how to get in touch with me? If this was the case, right? If this were the case. But, man, we see people, all the people that you know, was just overjoyed. You see certain people disgruntled. You wonder, what's going on? And that's why I say some of the things that I say, because I know the word says, woe unto you that are offended, right? And they say offenses must come. It must come. It must happen. I can't hold my tongue, and that's one of the things I was praying, too, upon this message, because a lot of the stuff was fed to me, you know, throughout the week and as they came, and I was just like, you know what, Father, I don't want to hold back nothing. Whatever you need me to say, I'm going to say it. I cannot worry about people's feelings, man, because we got to get right. We're a hard generation, man, a stiff-necked people, right? We can't be spoken to softly. The word clearly tells us not to hate our brother in the heart, but rebuke them. And we got to get out of the pettiness, man. We are living too low, too far beneath our status. And I'm not fooled, man. Just like I was telling a brother just yesterday after service, and I was telling him, don't be fooled, brother. Pay attention, all right? Everybody that say that they are Israel is not Israel. I'm well aware of that, but I don't go around pointing people because that's not up to me. I cannot. I don't have a hell or heaven or hell to put anybody in. I'm still charged to operate in love. I'm still charged, right, to be there. Look at Yeshua, what he did, right? He knew who Judas was. And that's another thing. None of us ever look at ourselves or consider ourselves to be Judas. We all want to be one of the apostles, one of the ones that was close to Yeshua. We always look at in the scripture and, oh, not me, but maybe them, maybe that one. But we never look at ourselves. Do you think you could potentially be operating in the role of Judas? You think that spirit could be in you? Do we ever? Huh? We don't ever do that. Like I said, we can see the The little bitty mote that's in someone else's eye, but we miss that beam that's in our own. Hallelujah, hallelujah, man. But I tell you, like I said, I'm still encouraged. I know the saints are encouraged. Hallelujah. It's just one of them things. This is not going to change. I mean, people like this who have, I'll say this, people who have spirits upon them who would even bring about something like this or be contrary or whatever the case be, offended. And I'm just using this for those Israelites who are here. Forget whoever don't appreciate it, who don't agree, whoever. It's not for you. But it's for the saints. It's the saints of the Most High, yeah, right? Who want help, who want to be free. You know what I mean? Who are sincere in their hearts and want to get better. Ain't no way we're going to get better being the same way we were when we came into this thing, being out in the world. We cannot approach that. And see, another thing is this, too. Saints think that you're crazy, like you don't see certain things. Like we don't have no discernment. And it's not about just discerning bad, you know, and evil things. Now, we could discern good as well, but you think we don't see you? Just because I see a lot of things, man, but I keep my mouth closed. I don't have to say every single thing just to appease you, to make you feel like, oh, you know. No, I don't have to prove nothing, but I'm charged to operate in love, right, to have fervent love, right, one to another, to be my brother's keeper. But hallelujah, man. You know, I remember Shepherd saying this some years ago, and it came back to me today as I was just thinking on some things, that you got to really watch people. And listen to what I'm saying, Israel. You have to watch these people who never get any type of deliverance. You know who they are in the different assemblies where you are. You got to watch these people. They never sit in that chair. They never, you know, they'll come and pretend as if they're trying to get some deliverance, but they never really truly, you don't ever see them get set free. You don't ever see them humble themselves. For whatever reason, you know, men are some of the most prideful for people, you know, men. And deny that we have pride. We'll be full of it, but you got to watch those who don't receive any deliverance, get any deliverance. And the reason why is because, you know what? They're on the enemy side, man, whether they know it or not, whether they know it like it or not. They're not fighting against his kingdom. He's not causing any havoc in their lives or nothing. Nah. They're in one accord, lockstep, and that's why you see some of the things you see out of certain people. Because ain't no way. Like I said, the Holy Spirit don't behave himself that way. It's not going to happen. And he can't give his Holy Spirit. It's not going to dwell in an unclean temple. So we can see clearly how people act. We can see their behavior and their mannerisms. We can see whether or not they're getting better or improving from year to year, feast to feast, right? Moon to moon. We can see who they are. But to the real, to Israel, man, stand strong. Continue to fight. Continue to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. Forget all the foolishness and all the plan. We don't even have time for this. And Yah is showing us, saints, whether y'all know it, like it or not, he is really truly showing us, right, that he's not playing. We have to develop the fear of Yah like never before. We can read this book. But why is it that these words, right, why they don't penetrate? Why the preaching don't penetrate like it should? Is it true? Do he really have to kill someone in front of us? We have to see it before we can believe and know that he's not playing with us, and how dangerous it is to sit under the word that we get from our shepherds directly from the throne room. Y'all heard Shepherd say this out of his own. He said he takes it seriously. The fear of Yah, it's upon him, and that's what causes him to do the things that he do and to live the way he live. Because it's real like that. He know that Yah ain't playing with him. How many of y'all done heard the story of how he told him, hey, put yourself out there? And he said, all right, I know that voice. But then he said, all right, he just put a few little things out there, not going hard. And then he said he got an ass whooping. And then he said, oh, I don't want to ever feel that. I don't want to deal with that. I know what that is. Let me do what I'm supposed to be doing. Where's that fear? We got to find it somehow, some kind of way, and we got to know that this thing is real. Not in our own opinion, in our own, self-righteousness. Man, that shit, that don't work no more. That don't work no more. And that's that. The whole thing is about it is we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of Yah. Let him mold us. Let him build us up. Let him put us where he needs to put us in the body so that we can be a benefit, so that we can do play our roles, right? Not us lifting ourselves up with pride to be seen of men, to be a men pleaser. Well, no. But all praise to Yah, hallelujah, because Yah is still, he's still good. He's in control. He's still good. And he every good and perfect gift, it comes from above, right? And it's Yah's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyesight. Hallelujah. So all glory, all praise to Yah, for he is worthy. Glory to the King. One of the things, I'm going to move on from there. I didn't even think I was going to spend no time on that, but it is what it is. Hallelujah. There's one thing that I didn't go into at all on yesterday, and I meant to, it's one of those things that we all know about, but it's easy to miss. And for me myself, right, I had to come to this realization, and it's very simple, right? I know a lot of us are on this journey, and we're striving to improve ourselves and get better, be obedient servants, right, unto Yah, and just to grow. One of the things that I learned is I remember when Elder Becker did that message on, having self-control and being temperate. The word tells us that any man that strives for mastery is temperate in all things, right? And I that message was so powerful because I was like, man, Elder, that was just right on time. I'm telling you, man, it's certain things that I'm dealing with, man, that I'm really I keep making the same mistakes over and over. He talked about anger, you know what I mean? And I'm like, man, where I work at, man, these people, they try me all the time, man. And I can't just allow them to, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, that's still no excuse, right, to blow up. That's still no excuse to act like that because we got to watch the way we act. And so, you know, he talked about self-control. And I remember, man, just thinking about it. And I'm like, man, I don't want to keep doing the same things over and over. In this area, that area, on this thing, on that thing, I don't want to keep messing up. I really don't. And it just came to me, you know, and it was like this. It was like, you know, you're trying to do too much on your own, with your own strength, by your own power and your own might. Compared to Yah, man, it don't even equate. It's very small. And I was like, you know what? That's probably part of my struggle. That's probably part of my problem because I'm trying to do it all myself, and I'm not leaning to Yah. The word tells us to trust in Yah with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. I think a lot of times when we're going through different things and we kind of forget that we have help, that Yah is there to help us, right? All we have to do is just ask. As simple as it may sound, I know this, right? But it's key. I can remember just doing wherever, just working out on the land or even wherever and coming across a problem or needing answers on a particular thing and praying, hey, Father, could you show me how to do this? What's the best way to do this? Or how should I go about doing this? Give me wisdom on this, right? And as I continue to work, as I continue to go, he showed me how to do something and show me an easy way to do it or whatever the case is, right? And we're like, dang, man, there it is. I think we forget to do that in all situations, though, right? To seek him out, to ask for wisdom, you know, or to give me the strength in this situation, Father, to overcome, right? He said he won't put too much on us that we can bear. And also he said, listen, he'll make a way out for us, right, when we're tempted. But I think we got to want that way out. We got to want to seek him. And sometimes we got to just really, in all honesty, just step out of the way. Do y'all agree? Got to just step out of the way and allow him to work. Hallelujah. Because he needs to get the glory. If you could do all of these things on your own, if I could do all of the things on my own, why would I even need him, right? But I think that's the mentality. We're so used to it. We're so used to doing things on our own. And we neglect to you know, just to seek him out for help and to call on him for help. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I'm going to read a couple of things that I have here. Give me 1 second, saints. Hallelujah. So the joy of Yahweh is my strength. Jeremiah 17:5, it says, thus said Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahweh. For he shall be like, the heat in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusted in Yahweh, and whose hope is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. All right, go from there to Psalms 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from Yahweh, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Hallelujah. We've got to remember that. He's never slumbering. He's always there. Hallelujah. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep is thy keeper. This he is. Yahweh is thy shade upon thy right hand. Hallelujah. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Yahweh shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. Yahweh shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah. So that lets us know right there, hallelujah, that he's there for us. Hallelujah. It reminds us that he's there. And in the capacity in which he is. Just learning to depend on Yah for help. And as I mentioned, just some issues with myself, just with self-control and, you know, and falling short in certain things, how key it is to pray and to ask Yah for help in any specific situation, whatever it is, no matter how great, no matter how small, hallelujah, he can help, hallelujah. As the word says, ask and it shall be given as long as it is for righteous reasons, glory to the King. Psalm 46:1, it says, Yah is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Thus he is. And as we all know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. So, bless Yah. Let me see here. So, just give me just 1 minute. I'm going to go to a break, and then I'll come back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have too much more, saints, but it's always good to be here. It's always good to fellowship with the saints of the Most High. Yeah. There's so much out there we could be doing, saints. So much could be vying for our attention that we could give into it where, you know, it's just good to always have a sound word or just have some type of encouragement in our ears. And I'm learning that even the more so to just keep all types of distractions, keep all type of worldliness just away from me as far as and as much as possible. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that it's not me personally. I'm not saying that, hey, we can't, do things, especially like to just relax and unwind. I don't think there's anything wrong with a movie sometimes here and there, as long as it's tasteful. It's not too wicked and perverted. And even in that, we got to watch the things that we put before our eyes and even our children, right? But I don't see nothing wrong with football. I don't. Like, I watch highlights of the games, but I don't sit there and watch a full game. I said what I said yesterday. I don't know who's in the Super Bowl because I didn't. I found out this morning who's in the Super Bowl, but it's not even important, right? But if I had a chance to watch the game and I could, I would watch some of it, right? But I'm not totally saying that that's not the case, but I'm just saying, like, with everything that we do, we have to do it in moderation. Because just as the word says that he that striveth for mastery, and I hope that all of us are striving for mastery, striving to be the best that we can be, closest to Messiah as possible, that we are temperate in all things, right? Like, that's really, really true. Like, we don't need a whole bunch of things or whatever it is, you know. It could be anything. We don't need a whole bunch of it to pervert our minds. We don't need it to please and appease our flesh and fill up our flesh. Because the one thing about the flesh, it can never have enough. It can never get enough, right? It always wants more and the more. And the more you get, the more you feed it, the less and less desire you have, the less hunger you have for the Father, the less you want to do his will, right? Because, hey, that flesh is good. One of the things that sticks out in my mind right now is that, you know, we focus a lot on the here and now, the present, the things we can feel, see, touch, smell, and taste, right? Those things, as the word tells us, is temporary. But the things that are eternal, those are the things, right? That's reality. We just here in his body, living on this earth. We're just passing through, right? This is not our final destination. And so we need to occupy until the King comes. It's a reason why the word tells us to be sober. It's the reason why the word tells us to be vigilant, right? Watching off our adversary. It's a reason why. Because the whole objective of the hostile time is to throw us off course, it's to distract us, to discourage us, to keep us from doing our Father's will, right? But so that's why we got to continue to fight. That's why we got to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Realizing, look, I already know that I'm in this battle, I'm in this war, and there's no temptation except that which is common to man. But guess what? I'm going to continue to fight. But at the end of the day, we got to stay focused on what's the end result, what's the goal, where are we trying to get to, right? And keep that all into perspective, no matter who comes against it, whether it's our family members, right, after the flesh, whether it's whomever, people on our jobs, right, whatever, any type of persecution that comes up, any type of attacks that come up, that's not a time for us to quit. That's not a time for us to give up and lose hope. At the end of the day, saints, we have the victory. We have the victory. Hallelujah. So, and we're thankful for Yahshua. We're thankful that he paid the price for us, the ultimate price, right? That we don't have to sin. We don't have to live a life of sin. We don't have to be out there, you know, doing all of the things that the heathen do. Drunkenness, debauchery, all of these orgies and sexual perverseness and sexual sins and all these things. We don't even have to do these things. We don't have to lie. We don't have to cheat. We don't have to steal. We don't even have to do these things. The seed remains in us. Hallelujah. So all glory to the Most High. Y'all. Let me go to a quick ministry break. Thanks. I'm going to grab some water. Let me go ahead and let me see which one of these is the
Right. Thank you for listening to the Straightway Truth live stream. We are very happy you found us. It is our pleasure to bring you the truth of Jesus Christ, and we pray you are finding great peace. If you would like to bless this ministry using Cash App, select $ Pastor Dowell. That's $ PastorDowell. If you would prefer PayPal, the email address to use is dowell7000@gmail.com. That's dowell7000@gmail.com. And please select the friends and family option. It is also possible to use YouTube's Super Chat. However, only a portion of your donation will be received because 30% is retained in fees. We are very grateful, and we thank each and every one of you for blessing this ministry as it is laid upon your hearts. Shalom. The King is coming.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. King is coming. Hallelujah. Elder Donnie back again here as we contend for the faith right here on Straight with Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Bless y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. And I'm going to go ahead and read there. Straight with Truth. It's 641 Highway 52 Bypass West, number 7, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. Also, the Straightway Dining Hall phone number is 615-688-3025. That's 615-688-3025. Hallelujah. Pastors all, you know, always tell us, you know, new people out there to make yourselves known. Call the number. Hallelujah. Speak to Elder Becker. Leave a message. And someone will get back to you. Hallelujah. Glory to the King. I'm going to read one more thing here to Saints. And I appreciate each and every last one of y'all who are here today and took the time out just to come in and fellowship. Glory to the King. Pray that the Most High Yah bless you all immensely. Pray that, you know, y'all are staying encouraged and continue to fight. Hallelujah. As the word tells us, hey, there's none good but one, sure. I mean, and that's what we're striving to be like, right? That's the measuring stick. Glory to the King. Let me see. Thing. I'm going to read from Psalms here. Psalms 29 and 1. It says, give unto Yahweh, O ye mighty. Give unto Yahweh glory and strength. Give unto Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. Yahweh of glory thundereth. The master is upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. Powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of Yahweh divided the flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hind, the calf, and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doeth every one speak of his glory. Mm-hmm. Glory, Yahweh sitteth upon the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth king forever. Yahweh will give strength unto his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And as I always say, as I close it out, I always try to remind y'all, right, that you should always give thanks unto Yah. Hallelujah. For he is worthy. Thank you for always being mindful of me through your death, through your burial and resurrection, and now seated on the throne to make intercession for us, Israel. Saints, remember that if you have any negative thoughts that make you depressed and feel down, even if it's true, remember that's Satan. And he's the only one that would do that to you. Yah would never talk to us that way. Let these words sink into your mind and your heart. There is nobody, you hear this, saints? There is nobody who loves you more than Jesus. In him we live and move and have our being. No matter what goes on in this world, always remind yourself that the Messiah loves you. No matter how inadequate you feel, no matter how bad you feel, and no matter what you think of yourself, remember, today is the day of salvation. Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Yahweh, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Psalms 139:17 says, and how precious are your thoughts to me, Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. How great has been the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more than the sand. When I wake up, I am still with you. And 1 Timothy, what is this? Is this 6 and 12, it says, Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hallelujah. Bless you all, saints, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that y'all have a beautiful week, that y'all stay encouraged, that y'all encourage one another, that y'all continue to remember to pray, hallelujah, one for another. Especially somebody cross your mind, send out a prayer. If you're not able to reach out to them, send a text or a call or whatever the case is, remember, though, to keep them lifted. There's no temptation except that which is common to man. So we all deal with some of the same things one way or the other. The enemy tries to see how he can discourage us or get through or affect us in one way or the other, right? So let us keep that in mind and let us all remember that we're not alone in this. Glory to the King. So bless y'all, saints. I'm Elder Donnie. I'm signing off on this edition of Straight with Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. And y'all keep the faith, all right? Bless y'all. Hallelujah. Love you all. Shalom.